The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
All right, here we are in our Hump Day edition. We will rebroadcast this broadcast at 11 a.m. on Global Stars Channel 1. Comes over Galaxy 19 satellite. We're on actually Global Star 3, but those of you that have the satellite dishes can pick us up on Channel 1 at 11 a.m. That will be a rebroadcast, as well as at 5 p.m. Central on sqrradio.com, Squirrel Radio. And, of course, we get back to what you've been told and what wasn't true. Everybody wants to know what the truth is. And we appreciate all of you, by the way, shopping at the SquirrelGeneralStore.com through the KriegerFiles.com. You can go there, click on shop, and it'll land you right there. We have people that are stocking up on B-17. That's a good thing. You want to protect yourself, especially if you or somebody you know has gotten close to the jab. But we now find out that the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank. You see, there's all these districts the Fed has. And the Philly Fed did some investigating into Biden's jobs report, because they have their own little Bureau of Labor Statistics. And what the Philly Fed found out, that all of the jobs that Biden told Americans through the mainstream media were created in the second quarter of this year were fake. Seriously. And they did this. It was 818,000 lower because the Biden Department of Goal-Seeking Propaganda overstated payrolls by at least 800,000 people, according to Zero Hedge. 68,000 a month, really, is what this job market growth was? No, it wasn't. Not only did the Biden administration lie again, the collapse in the labor market had been covered up for much of the past year and was only exposed with the annual benchmark revision, which extended into the second quarter. And everybody zeroed in on it and went, oh, look what they did. Look what the Biden administration did. They lied to everybody and told everybody the economy was great when the economy was actually sucking wind. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? It's just that we thought things were improving. All of a sudden, it's not happening. And now we find out the president lied about it. And not only that, but the U.S. budget deficit has soared to its worst start on record. You know, our fiscal year for the United States government ends October 1, right? And according to the latest Treasury data, the U.S. spent a massive $584.2 billion, which is a 14% increase from the prior year, just in November. $584.2 billion. Man, I'll tell you what, if everybody in this country had $584.2 billion, would we be better off? I don't know. Character AI. You just gotta love this, huh? So it's like science destroying itself. It's been hit with the second recent lawsuit from two lawyers for two Texas families that want the platform taken down. This is Character AI. They want that platform taken down until public health and safety defects are fixed, and this is why. The parents of a 17-year-old with autism were alarmed to discover one bot floated the idea of patricide-matricide after he criticized his household screen time rules. You see, now this is AI talking, and what happens is that the minor, this is a 17-year-old with autism, and he gets on there and he complains to an AI chatbot in character.ai. See, they actually have that extension now, .ai. And he says, oh, they're yelling at me because I'm spending too much time on my computer. Well, you ought to kill him. That's basically what AI told him. You don't need him around. You're 17. So, I mean, where's AI get this stuff? The second family said their 11-year-old daughter, who had been on character.ai for 2 years, despite the 13-year-old age minimum, got hypersexualized messages. And of course, the parents finally started paying attention to that and said no. And they, of course, like I said, this is the second lawsuit in recent weeks. Character AI already facing a lawsuit from a Florida mom whose 14-year-old son killed himself after a months-long relationship with a character.ai bot modeled after the Game of Thrones character Daenerys Targaryen. You know, Stormborn, that. The company says it can't comment on ongoing litigation. Well, of course it can't. It doesn't want to admit it did anything wrong. Of course not. And for those of you who were watching this UnitedHealthcare CEO shooting, not only has the grandmama who left tens of millions of dollars to the heirs and the estate, but she said, any of you that have been convicted of a felony are not going to get it. You're cut out of my will. So Luigi Mangione is going to have to find some other way to pay for his payphone calls out of the pen there. And, of course, as they extradite him, that's where we're at. GoFundMe, obviously. And I told you about this. People went to GoFundMe. These people are libtards over there, folks. I hate to say it. But, I mean, look what happened when everybody was donating to good GoFundMe when the Canadian trucker strike came down. And then they all showed up in Ottawa. Next thing you know, GoFundMe is freezing all the money that's been donated to the truckers to keep them going. Well, they did the same thing to Mangione's legal fund. One of the legal funds, which is a trending campaign on GiveSendGo's homepage, raised over $135,000 as of Monday night. And why is that? Because GoFundMe cut it. Seriously. GoFundMe shut down multiple fundraisers claiming to be raising legal funds for Luigi Mangione. Why is that? Because apparently there's a lot of people out there that think he did the right thing, killing the CEO of UnitedHealthcare. I mean, seriously, have you been denied a claim? I think we've all been affected. That's why I changed. I'm no longer with UnitedHealthcare. See, instead of going out and shooting the CEO like Luigi Mangione allegedly has done, all you had to do was just stop using him. Change, if this is what you have to do. GiveSendGo, by the way, defended hosting the campaigns, saying that people, including Mangione, have a constitutional right to a strong legal defense. Is that true? I guess it is. The platform has come under fire in the past for other legal defense fundraisers, including for Kyle Rittenhouse and for individuals allegedly involved in J6 on the Capitol. They call it a tax. You see, you have to understand where this is coming from, you know, these mainstream medias. I mean, they're trying to make GiveSendGo look like the bad guy here. Understand that? GiveSendGo is a Christian fundraising organization that also believes in the Constitution of the United States. So GoFundMe would be the last place that I'd be giving money to. For those of you who missed the recall, by the way, Reeser's Fine Foods recalled select foods, select lots of the Hero family kits. You know what Heroes are? They call them, it looks like the word gyro, but it's Hero. It's the Greek sandwich, you know, that use lambs, right? So these Hero family kits have been recalled from Sprouts stores due to potential salmonella contamination of the cucumbers within the tzatziki sauce. This is that sweet sauce that the cucumbers are basically basted in, right? They sit there and they soak them in that sauce. Tzatziki sauce, yeah. Everything come from the Greek. Yeah, where'd you hear that from? Yeah, the affected products are all products with a UPC code, which I'm not going to read, but the use-by date's most important. 12/29 to 1/7. 12/29 of this year to January 7th of next year. All right? That's the use-by dates. So if you happen to look at your Hero family kit and you see it, take it back or throw it away. Don't eat it. The recalled kits were distributed to 24 states across the country to Sprouts locations, including those in Florida. They were the only contaminated portion. We're talking about the cucumbers of the Hero kits. No part of the product, however, is safe for consumption. Either take it back to the store if you have the receipt or toss it. Not going to do any good to eat it unless you want to get sick, right? Macy's, by the way, if you hadn't heard, is planning on closing 65 stores before the year is out, joining 7-Eleven and Dollar Tree, doing the same thing, citing inflationary pressures. JetBlue, by the way, if you happen to fly JetBlue, they're going to be shutting down flights connecting Florida, New York, and Texas, which are set to end next year. Just a little food for thought there. Maybe you want to change airlines. Who knows? We'll be back with the story about Derek Chauvin. You remember he was a cop that allegedly killed George Floyd after we get back from the break here on the Krieger Files and this hump day.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com. With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, Perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, back in the saddle here at 18 after the hour. Disenfranchised. Did you get that? Yeah. Do you ever wonder about that? Why a person becomes disenfranchised for a number of reasons? Maybe it's just because of the way we feel, like our government's not listening to us anymore. We feel like what we say and what we do doesn't matter, that we're just here to exist. We're just here to survive. I mean, that's what Derek Chauvin is trying to do. Remember, he's a disgraced Minneapolis cop that was convicted of murdering George Floyd back in 2020. George Floyd then became the poster child of the BLM and all the other woke people who went out and started burning down buildings, looting stores, killing store owners. Oh, but they're just peacefully protesting, according to Chlamydia Harris. She is a disease, man. I mean, anybody want to start up a bond fund for these people? Well, you see, lawyers for Derek Chauvin have been pleading his case, saying, hey, we deserve the right to examine George Floyd's autopsy reports. Why? Because Chauvin is challenging his murder conviction. U.S. District Judge Paul Magnuson granted the motion this week after attorneys argued it was a heart condition that claimed the 46-year-old Floyd's life and not Chauvin's knee on his neck. This is the thing, you know, when they saw the video, it was like, why didn't you people that were shooting the video stop Chauvin and the other three cops from doing what they were doing and just, you know, help the guy up and hold him standing up? Why didn't you just help him? You know, he was already saying, I can't breathe, when he was sitting in the car and they took him out of the car. Why didn't you just stand him up with cuffs behind him and just hold him there until the ambulance got there? Why did you have to put him on the ground and put a knee on the neck and then allow cameras to video you doing this? You know, why did they do this? Was this whole thing engineered to cause the communities to revolt and burn Minneapolis to the ground? I mean, what was it all about here? You know, public outcry. I mean, they made Floyd, who is a convicted felon and, you know, an unarmed black man accused of a nonviolent crime. The guy was apparently floating fake $20 bills, which led to the fatal encounter with Chauvin and three other cops. So 9 minutes and 29 seconds with a knee on the neck, he asphyxiated Floyd, according to prosecutors. So we have 3 years that Derek Chauvin, who's now 46, has been into prison as part of his 21-year federal prison sentence. His latest bid to have the conviction tossed cites ineffective assistance of counsel from original defense attorney Eric Nelson, who he says failed to relay to him a Kansas forensic pathologist theory that Chauvin did not cause Floyd's death. You know, I got to wonder about that. Why didn't they allow the evidence in? So now Chauvin's defense team is going to have the ability to procure evidence from histology slides and tissue samples taken from George Floyd's heart during the initial autopsy, the results of which were used to convict Chauvin and three others. So if it is true that he was on all sorts of dope and that's what caused his death, Chauvin's probably going to have his case tossed out. Now, if you were President-elect Trump, what would you do? Would you pardon Derek Chauvin if all of a sudden the evidence leads you in that direction to believe that the whole thing was a ruse to start riots? I mean, why would the woke adopt a convicted felon? I mean, this is what we're doing with Luigi Mangione, right? We are basically, you know, why are people giving to either GoFundMe or GiveSendGo if they think that this guy killed a CEO of United Healthcare? What does it matter to them? Apparently, there's a lot of people that are pissed off at the healthcare industry these days. I mean, you go to the doctor and what do they say? Oh, yeah, take the jab. It's safe and effective. Already, most of America, at least the right-thinking kind, the not just MAGA, all right? Not just MAGA voters, all right? It's just other people that woke up. I'm not a MAGA voter. And I woke up a long time ago when I saw those people driving through that line of that golf course in Florida with ambulances sitting in the back end. And I'm going, well, what are the ambulances doing there if this stuff is so safe and effective? I mean, I don't know if you've read Steve Kirsch's latest article, but the bigger problem is what Congress has just done, granting immunity to the vaccine manufacturers to 2029. Why are they doing that? Seriously, why are they doing that? I mean, Steve Kirsch has even gone into detail saying, hey, you know, the new stuff is out there. It's all out there. We know what they did. We know that Pfizer covered up the stuff. All this hidden data. Seriously. 30% higher risk of stress cardiomyopathy. 40% higher risk of coronary artery disease. 130% higher risk of myocarditis within 3 weeks of getting the jab. I mean, this is what they're hiding. And Congress has now given them a go pass, and you people elect these jerks to Congress. And this is what they do. And I mean, we have people like Harry Fisher getting fired from his job. We have people like Jason Wheat, who we just had on the show on Monday, that basically were threatened and had to file suit to keep their job and had crap put in their file that are going to be part of the permanent record, that they're basically insubordinate because they refused to take the jab. This is kind of strange, isn't it? Why, if you are protesting, like my corporate attorney said after I got done doing an audit of the Williamson County land records in Texas with my team and got attacked by the media and MERS, he says, hey, you know, you're over the target. You're going to catch flack. Interesting how that works, isn't it? Liz Cheney, by the way, she is still in the news. And why is that? Well, because a House Republican-led panel is calling for a federal criminal investigation into her war hawk behavior, citing possible criminal witness tampering, serving as vice chair of the J6 committee. They want to know, did you tell Cassidy Hutchinson to lie when she testified? Secret communication with a witness is improper and likely violates 18 U.S.C. 1512, according to a report issued by the Republicans that are heading that subcommittee. You know, the lie is that Cassidy Hutchinson got in front of the J6 committee and said that Donald Trump attacked a Secret Service driver during the election justice protest. Among other things, or inter alia, as the Latin term is, Republicans want to know if Cheney secretly advised Hutchinson to lie during her under oath testimony. So, we're going to go after Liz now, right? So you're not all out of the woods. I think you need to go after Benny Thompson, too, because, I mean, he's the chair of the committee. He bears some responsibility, as does crybaby Adam Kinzinger. You know, it's amazing. All this stuff is, what was the term that Jen Psaki and what's her name, the Shirley Temple wannabe that's the current press secretary, KJP? Top of mind? Yeah, when you're talking about Biden, it's like there's nothing left of that. We already know he's an Obama puppet. I think everybody's figured that out. Short of .com type of a bust spending on AI data centers. Guess what? Exxon is now saying that it's going to create off-grid energy production plants just for what? For these data centers. AI sucks that much energy, that much electricity. The surge in demand is threatening to outpace development of renewable energy sources. Well, we could have told you that. All these data centers need huge amounts of money and huge amounts of electricity. So this is why Exxon is moving into the area. Maybe we shouldn't be shopping at Exxon anymore. Because what's going to happen? We're going to have surveillance state. That's what AI centers are for, is surveillance state. So Exxon says that it's going to build off-grid natural gas plants to exclusively sell electricity to AI data centers. They own more than 40,000 producing natural gas wells in America. Exxon does. Chevron may take the AI challenge with over 13,000 wells across the nation. Overall, there's over 300,000 estimated high-producing natural gas wells in America, according to Patrick Wood. And, of course, Exxon is planning this gas-powered plant to supply electricity to the data center, it has told the New York Times. So now just think about that. They're doing this so that they can collect data. I mean, it's bad enough students are monitored for every computer keystroke or internet page they view, but the height of stupidity is now going to turn AI loose on them to assess their mental health and then send the cops after them. I mean, seriously, one police chief told the New York Times there's a lot of false alerts out there, but if we can save one kid, it's worth a lot of false alerts. This technocrat mindset with students is guaranteed to find its way into the adult population. Oh, yeah, Big Brother's watching you. Oh, it gets worse. Guess what Walmart employees in some stores are doing right now? Wearing body cameras to help deter conflict and prevent theft. Well, because, I mean, you have very few. If you ever been to a Walmart lately, do you notice that the number of employees are kind of shrinking? That when you go looking for somebody to help you with something, you have people stocking store shelves and they're processing people's grocery orders because, yes, there are still people out there that are scared you-know-whatless. seriously scared. I mean, it's not just the drones that's scaring people half to death because the government can't level with people. But now you're going to be surveilled by Walmart employees in some of the stores. Isn't that wonderful? Dr. Carol Lieberman joins us after the break to talk about wake up and smell the drones and other seasonal affective disorders that might plague you this month.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
We're back out of the break with Dr. Carol Lieberman. Good morning, ma'am. This is, I love this. This is the terrorist therapist, believe it or not. I love it. I'm loving it. The terrorist therapist. She has a website called terroristtherapist.com. That's two T's in the middle, folks. Terroristtherapist.com. This is incredible. You know, we would have, I'm just like looking at this going, oh my God, I can't believe she did this. Dr. Carol Lieberman, you're fabulous. You're known worldwide as America's psychiatrist. You're the host of Dr. Carol's Couch on voiceamerica.com, but now you have the Terrorist Therapist podcast and you actually trademarked it. I love you. This woman, folks, she is a forensic psychiatrist and expert witness, best-selling award-winning author of four books, two on terrorism, two on relationships. And we're going to talk about that too here on the show because we have seasonal affective disorder that's coming after everybody. You know, it's a holiday season. Tis the season, right? And people get in fights and they do all sorts of crazy stuff. We'll talk about that later in the show. But for now, you know, we're still being left in the lurch about this drone situation. And, you know, all the reports are coming out and people in Philly, it's like, oh, well, you know, the news is reporting that, well, the New Jersey Department of Environment says that it's not, they're not sniffing for radiation. I said, well, they were sniffing for Snooki. I'm sure that's what they were looking for was Snooki. Dr. Lieberman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So what is going on with this? I mean, are they trying to instill panic prior to Trump taking office?
Well, it definitely has to do, in my opinion, with trying to stop Trump from taking office because it started, you know, in mid-November. And, you know, right after the elections. And, although we don't necessarily know who's doing it, we do know that the government isn't telling us the truth. And that's even scarier in some ways than who is actually flying these drones. I mean, every day they obviously aren't keeping in touch with each other. You know, the president and the FBI and all the various entities in the government aren't keeping in touch with each other because they're each giving out, you know, they come out and they say, oh, well, I'm going to tell you what it really is. And they give different stories.
Yeah, they do. And I mean, Dennis Nguyen, as you know, the Florida homeowner in Lake County, they just took him into custody because he actually shot down one of these drones. And what it was a Walmart drone that was looking at making home deliveries. And it's like, look, he flew over my pool and I shot it. So now he's responsible for $5,000 in damages and discharging a firearm, criminal mischief. I'm like, hey, the drone flew over his house. What do you expect with all the drone garbage going on? And I've been telling people, look, you try to take one of these things out, the government is probably going to show up at your doorstep. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, yes. But, you know, I mean, you got to give them credit because we don't know what they're doing. We don't know whether they're going to be dropping anything, you know, or and getting that close to you, he was reasonable in it. He shouldn't be punished in any way for doing that. I mean, that's the thing. That's another part of it. They're telling us, or some of them are telling us, these drones are manned, so you shouldn't shoot them down because they're manned. Now, you know, other drones, not all of them are manned apparently, but. But, you know, I think my number one thought would be, and I don't have any inside information, it's just that from analyzing, you know, all the things that have been going on over the years, particularly with Obama, starting with Obama, and then Biden, because, you know, Obama has been continuing to rule the roost in the White House, even after he's not been president. But, so I would say that the best hypothesis is that it is Obama-assisted drones from Iran, because, you know, it could be whoever it is, doesn't want Trump to assume to be officially, you know, inaugurated, because they don't want him to be able to stop whatever it is that they want to do in the next year. And Iran is, you know, obviously they're seeing that things aren't going quite the way they wanted in terms of the war, the, you know, Hamas and October 7th and Hezbollah and all of that. And so they're kind of seeing their time, their opportunity drawing to a close. And they know that when Trump gets in, that he's going to protect Israel. And so time is ticking for them. And also, you know, it's been reported, I'm not making this stuff up, it's been reported that a ship, a mothership, left Iran and came close enough to America to do such a thing. So, you know, why did that happen if they're not involved in the drones? Then, of course, it could be other enemies. It could be other terrorists like ISIS or Al-Qaeda, you know, like a 9/11 2.0. China, who flew their spy balloon and nothing happened. We didn't shoot that down. You know, we let it go across America and didn't do anything. So they know they got a free pass and they know that they could do this again. Then, of course, Russia is not happy that we're giving more sophisticated weapons to Ukraine. North Korea is never happy with us. Then it could be domestic enemies, just people who, there are lots of people who were not happy that Trump won. And then, you know, it is a kind of psyop to drive Americans crazy. Another possibility is that the same forces like the World Economic Forum people, you know, who did the, who saw that the lockdowns for COVID, we obeyed, we went into lockdown, we were frightened enough to do what they said. And then last but not least, a distraction to get us to look up in the sky while bad actors are doing bad things down here. Now, you know, again, I'm not saying that I know for sure that any of these things are happening, but what I do know for sure is that we cannot just, you know, bury our heads in the sand and just pretend that, you know, we believe them or we don't care, and just let them tell us whatever and not do anything. I mean, that's the thing. If they didn't know what this was, they'd be scrambling around to try to find out, too.
Well, you've got senators, congresspeople, everybody screaming bloody murder at the government. Look, if you know something, you need to say something. And it's like, no, we don't know anything, and we're not going to tell you even if we did know. You know, when you have right. John Kirby up there, I mean, John Kirby, he's like what I could refer to as a used car salesman with two mouths. I mean, he looks like he's got two sets of upper lips. I mean, the guy talks out one side of his mouth and tells you one thing, and he means something absolutely just the opposite. Now, on the, you know, Mork calling Orson, come in Orson, your latest episode of the Terrorist Therapist Show podcast, Terror, coming to a stadium or concert near you. I mean, I find it incredible. I'm getting reports from some of our back channels here that what these drones were doing were spraying chemical weapons on the population, and that it's just a matter of time before people who are breathing this stuff in are going to be affected by it. You think that's possible?
It's definitely possible. Definitely possible. You know, and okay, so it's been mostly over New Jersey, which kind of is a clue. I can't quite figure out what that means, but it is interesting that they chose primarily New Jersey. Now, I know I've heard some people say that that's because there were these sensitive targets in New Jersey, and that, you know, that could be true, but there are sensitive targets all over the place, and apparently at least one drone came to California. But, you know, people in the rest of the country are thinking, listen, it's just over New Jersey, I don't have to worry about it. But we all have to worry about it, because we can't let the government get away with this, with thinking that we're all idiots and just, you know, telling us nonsense and thinking we're going to believe it.
So what would be the typical American reaction? I mean, I said, look, if you shoot one of these things down, what's going to happen? I mean, somebody with a Barrett M82A 150 cal could probably knock one of these things out and blow it to smithereens. They say, you know, I mean, I've seen all sorts of AI-generated garbage where it looks like something the size of an SUV with Trump's face on the front of it, and I'm like, okay. You know, now we're getting out of hand here, and they've taken this whole thing. I mean, it smells political to me. That would be my obvious first take. But I mean, if people actually were to react to this and shoot one of these things down, do you think they'd get a visit from the Fed?
Well, yeah, but you know, I think this man, for example, who did it is brave. I think other people should do it. You know, Trump has been calling for, saying we should shoot it down, but nothing really. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I guess this guy heard him and listened or just didn't want something, flying over their house. But, I'm surprised that more people haven't shot it down because this is, you know, I did a tweet, yesterday or 2 days ago. I wrote, Obama Biden regime thinks we're all idiots. Mayorkas, same man who told us southern border was fine, now tells us there are more drones because the FAA changed the rules in 2023 to allow drones to fly at night. What more reason to worry what they're hiding? I mean, it's one crazy story after another.
It is. And we're going to take a short break, play a couple of spots, and come back with Dr. Carol Lieberman to talk about seasonal affective disorder and anything that ails you. I'm sorry, I'm not going to open the phone lines now because I don't want to turn this into a psychiatric session. You have to pay to lay face down on the couch, all right? I appreciate that. We'll be back. Stay with me.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
Do it lovingly, okay? I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those people. You won't see me on that list of, you know, the pedophiles and whatnot because I abhor that. I read the Bible constantly. And, you know, what really gets me, Dr. Carol Lieberman joins us. She is America's psychiatrist. And, you know, here's one of the things I mentioned that we're going to be talking about in the show. And this is something that Dr. Lieberman is keenly familiar with. And this is called SAD. Or seasonal affective disorder. Now, there is one thing that Trump said on Truth Social. He wants to end daylight saving time because I believe, and so does he, that it affects human circadian rhythms. And I mean, seriously, I actually have oils I put on behind my ear to help balance the circadian rhythm so I actually sleep better. So I mean, SAD, let's talk about that first off. This is a real thing, isn't it?
Well, yes. And it's a kind of depression that is related to not getting as much sunlight during the fall or especially during the winter. Now during this time, you know, this time that we're in right now, people may well be feeling a combination of things. First of all, holiday stress, you know, because of all the things we have to do on top of our usual to-do list, which is already, you know, we already don't get everything done. So that causes holiday stress, you know, buying presents and going to parties. It's not necessarily bad stress, but just more to do every day. Then, holiday blues, which is, where you're feeling sad because you're missing your loved ones. You're remembering nostalgically, holidays when you were a kid. And everything was being done for you and you, you know, either whether lighting the Hanukkah, menorah or sitting under the Christmas tree, you know, it has wonderful memories and you really miss a lot of the people who aren't here now. And SAD, seasonal affective disorder, is another, potential problem that will, you know, that kind of mixes with the others or is its own problem. I mean, you can be suffering from a number of things, but SAD has to do with not getting enough daylight. So one of the things that you can do, of course, to try to prevent that or try to lessen it, and not everybody gets SAD. Literally, not everyone gets seasonal affective disorder, I mean. That is something, a special kind of depression. But, you know, the symptoms between SAD and holiday blues are very similar. You just have to kind of, the way to tell it apart is by trying to figure out the cause. Like, is it that you're feeling lonely, you know, during the holidays? Is it that you're remembering all the people who you've lost? Is it that the holidays aren't as much fun as when you were a little kid? You know, is it that kind of thing? Or is it just because you're not getting enough daylight? But in both things, and also with holiday stress, you know, a lot of the symptoms are the same. And that is where you may have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, sleeping too little or sleeping too much, eating too little or eating too much. Typically during the holidays, we all eat too much. We can have more or whatever physical problems we may have get worse. We may be feeling, maybe having trouble concentrating, feeling tired all the time, more than usual, that kind of thing. We may feel like we don't want to participate in holiday celebrations. That could be because of sad, or it could be because of the holiday stress, or it could be because of holiday blues. You know, in a lot of ways, it doesn't matter which of these things is bothering you the most, because the symptoms are so much the same, except that whatever it is, whatever the cause, you need to be sensitive to just how seriously it is affecting you, you know, just how sad, how depressed you are, and how much you have these other symptoms. And then, you know, obviously if it doesn't go away after the holidays, then you need to get help, but you may well need to get help, you know, as you're listening to this, because if you're having trouble doing your daily activities, going to work or taking care of your children or whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing, your responsibilities, if you're having trouble carrying them out because of this brain fog or, you know, all these things that are making you feel sad and making you go slower and things like that, you may well need to, and certainly if you start having feelings of not wanting to be here, you know, that perhaps you'd be better off dead, obviously that is a big red flag to get to a psychiatrist or a hospital emergency room right away.
So what do people do to overcome it? I mean, a lot of people just flat out, because of everything that's happened with the lockdowns, they've withdrawn socially. They're very sensitive to rejection. They get irritable and anxious and restless and just like literally blow off steam at the least little thing that's going on. I mean, what do you do to combat that?
You go into your cave and not see anybody.
Yeah, you're right. I thought it was all about, hey, let's put them on Xanax and everything will be fine, you know. Are we at enough of psychotropics?
Well, you know, yes, it's not that. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, especially during the lockdowns and actually during this time of year, it's very tempting for people to just reach for an anti-anxiety medication, you know, like you were saying, Xanax or something like that, and think that that's the answer. And then they get hooked on that. And after the holidays or after the sun comes back out, you know, after the main problem is gone, they're hooked on anti-anxiety medications. You know, same thing with alcohol or drugs. People use that to try to cope. No. First of all, the ways to cope is to fill your days with laughter and gratitude, and to do something for other people, to volunteer, to check with people, friends and family who you know are just home alone. Try to make the holidays happier for them. Obviously, try to get as much sunlight as possible. Try to be involved in some kind of hobby or sport. Make New Year's resolutions. People have gotten jaded to making New Year's resolutions, but they are really important to look forward to the year ahead. And also stop demanding that we all have a holiday season that's like a Hallmark card, you know, perfect.
Oh, no, not the Hallmark Channel. I mean, here I thought, you know, the Good Witch or whatever it is, you know. I mean, you know, all these things that we watch on TV, I mean, this is something else that we seem to, when the weather gets colder and we get barricaded inside, it seems like we watch more TV. That is a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, depending upon what you watch, it can be a good thing if it's a rom-com or romantic comedy or a, you know, any kind of comedy, really. But if you start watching things that are very depressing, it just makes it worse. And the worst thing that you can do is to play violent video games. That's what happened during COVID. It was called bedroom terrorists. When people sat around in their bedrooms or any other room in their house and played hours and hours and hours of violent video games, that's what made them come out, you know, once the lockdowns were lifted and be ready for bear. Because the more hours of violent video games you play, the more aggressive you become. Not necessarily a serial killer or a school shooter, although all school shooters have been addicted to, obsessed with violent video games. So I do not suggest that you do that, you know, but there are lots of things to watch that will make you happy. Or even, you know, if you're, you can even just Google jokes, anything to try to brighten your mood. But the best thing is really doing something for other people.
Right. I was going to play the, my commercial I recorded years ago called the Damitol spot. You know, what you take when life is just one big bummer and you feel like ending it all. Now there's new Damitol. And for those of you that want, actual, immediate gratification, we have new Damitol suppositories. So aside from that, I brought up when we started this segment about circadian rhythm, and I'm not sure how people are acquainted with that, but these are like 24-hour cycles of physical, mental, and behavioral changes in human behavior.
Yes, and you know, the idea of daylight saving time, whether we should continue with it or not continue with it, that has been debated forever. I don't really have strong feelings about it one way or the other. I don't like waking up in the dark, and I don't like my evenings being shortened by the dark. You know, I ride horses, and you know, if it gets darker earlier, I have to stop earlier, and that just kind of gets in the way of everything. But so I don't really have strong feelings about whether what Trump is suggesting is good or bad. I think, however, he does offer hope to America, and that is one thing that people can be grateful for this holiday season.
For sure. And now that you've let everybody know that you ride horses, I'm not going to call you the horse whisperer, too, to add to your list of credentials, but I would bet that you probably, your horses, you're very sensitive to them and how they behave and how they react. Knowing what you know, I mean, does the horse sense what you know and how you apply it to the horse's behavior and your ability to control it?
Absolutely. The horses sense everything. And, you know, sometimes that's good because, like, especially when you compete, you want them to sense every little thing that you want them to do. You know, jump this, not that. But you don't want them to sense that your nervousness. That can work against it.
Yeah, that works against a lot of people, depending on what you're doing in life. Dr. Carol Lieberman, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. And I know you're on the West Coast, so we got you up early, and God bless you for that. I appreciate it, and I hope that you have a wonderful holiday season, no matter what you do. And I appreciate the fact that you're out there helping people, even if they do, you know, have to pay in advance if they have suicidal thoughts. Anyway, aside from that, you know, we hope we gave somebody at least a good charge out there and a bit of laughter. I love that, because laughter is the best medicine.
Absolutely.
Dr. Carol Lieberman, thank you so much for being on the show. Folks, we'll be here for tomorrow's Thursday. We'll be here. Flex Green's supposed to be joining us. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.